A word for you from Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Think of this as a cosmic conflict. We don't want to try and stretch the imagination, but in fact, the conflict, the war, is beyond our imagination. What happened here in the Garden of Eden is the very kernel of the gospel. It is the very truth about Christmas, in the sense of Jesus' incarnation, his coming into this world, his promise to destroy the serpent and the damage he had done. Indeed, it is a cosmic conflict, and God was going to make sure that he would win the victory. Even though the devil had been cast down to earth, even though he had been a high angel, he was trying to hurt God and hurt the wonderful thing that he had created. And his aim was actually at God when he attacked Adam and Eve. Foolish as they were to eat of the forbidden fruit, but God came and his anger was directed especially at the serpent, and he cursed the serpent. He said, "You will eat dust, on your belly you shall go." And more importantly, I, the Lord God, will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. And then this ultimate conclusion over here regarding the crucifixion of Christ: he shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel. And so the Christmas story may have happened slowly. It took many hundreds of years after God's silence for the prophecies to be fulfilled literally and to happen one by one. And the Lord made sure that every dot and iota was to be fulfilled. And so it was that even though Satan thought he had gained the victory, he was lying there, perhaps under a tree, if we think of it in a visual way, having the satisfaction of destroying the good thing that God had created. The man and the woman that God had set in the garden to have free choice, to choose to love the Lord their God. And Satan had caused injury. But God instantly came and said, "I am going to deal with this. I will deal with you, Satan, and I'm going to do it through the seed of the woman. I promise you." And he made this promise so that everyone who would read the word of God would understand this is about Jesus Christ. And it's fulfilled when Jesus comes into this world, born of a virgin,